Ruffin, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, keeping well, keeping busy during the quarantine. How's training going?
Training is going really good, actually. You know, we've been able to, or we haven't been able to train with as many people, but our training has been really dialed in, and I feel like I've really grown a lot these last couple months, so it's been good.
Rumors recently about yourself fighting Cass Bell?
Yeah, I actually signed a contract to fight him. May, I believe it was. That was my opponent before this whole thing happened. So, you know, hopefully that fight can happen when, you know, we return or in the tournament, you know.
What page do you think he brings to the fight?
I think his advantages, is that what you say?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he has more experience than me in the Bellator cage, which could bode well for him. Also, he has length. He's a long fighter. He's a good wrestler. Seems pretty good everywhere around, you know. I just feel like I'm a different animal. I've been tested different, you know. I feel like he's a strong competitor, and he's a tough match for a lot of people.
But one thing that people shouldn't pass on yourself is that you train out of one of the best gyms in the world, Rufus Sport. What is it like training under the legend Duke Rufus?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you have your coach in your life to push you to greater heights than you didn't think you can reach yourself. And he does exactly that. He pushes a lot of us almost to a limit of where we don't think is we're capable of achieving. But That's how high of hopes he has for us, and that's how hard he put, and that's why he pushes us so hard. So I feel like being at a gym like Rufus Sport just holds you to a higher standard, you know, whether you're fighting, training, living life, you know. So I think that's where, or that's the benefit of being here at Rufus Sport.
Absolutely. So some of the names that come out of Rufus Sport are the most talented and experienced individuals across the sport. You've got the Pettis brothers, you've got Askren, you've got Emmanuel Sanchez. What's it like training with people like that? And additionally, what can they bring to this tournament for yourself? How can they help you in this?
So for me, especially me, I feel like training with Ben Askren, Anthony Pettis, you know, some of the elite, you know, OGs of the game and they've been to the pinnacle of the sport. It just shows me like where I'm at, you know, and it allows me to see that, you know, I'm, you know, have confidence in myself that, you know, I can compete with anybody in the world, you know? So, I think that's one thing that having high level training partners, allows you to, you know, broaden your confidence in yourself because you're testing yourself daily against people that have been tested against the best in the world. So, That's one of the things that I feel like is really beneficial to me going forward if we do a tournament.
Absolutely. One problem we may face in the tournament is that, so you've got a few fighters from SBG in Dublin who would be competing, and they kind of said that they wouldn't like to face each other. Now, obviously, you and Sergio will have that same problem.
Yeah.
If you are on the opposite sides of the bracket, but if down the line you two met, what would your view on that be, and how would you like Bellator to combat that?
You know, I would hope that we'd be on the opposite side of the bracket because me and Sergio are, like, super close. Like, he's the most genuine, you know, nicest person, you know, you could meet, you know, aside from fighting where he's an animal. So, you know, I hope we'd be on the opposite of the bracket. But at the same time, we understand that, the only way I feel like we would have to face each other if it's for a world championship. You know, or if it's for a belt, it's not going to destroy our friendship. I feel like we're both professionals and we understand the game, you know, but, and, you know, I just feel like the camaraderie the brotherhood we have, you know, I don't feel like it'll be destroyed because we fight every day, you know, we just fight in front of thousands of people for money, I feel like. So, I don't think it would destroy, you know, I would hope, because I want him to get as high in the tournament, you know, as he can. And if he would beat me, I would want him to be the champion. If I beat him, I would think he would want me to be the champion. So hopefully we're on opposite sides, you know, because nobody wants to, you know, knock each other off early on, you know, if we don't have to.
And so the ideal scenario, I guess, would be that you both meet in the final. You know,
yeah, that'd be actually the what do you call that? Best case scenario for me, you know. Then we both, you know, are fighting for a world championship. You know, it's against one of my best friends. You know, I.